Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. And welcome to USA Prepares in the Thursday edition. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today while he's catching up on farming. And we have a special guest today, a good friend of mine who's been on many a radio show. He's had many radio shows and still does. And believe it or not, he's interviewed me many times on his radio shows. And this is the first time I'm going to be interviewing my friend Jim White, also from Northwest Montana. Jim, are you with us?
I'm with you, Rich. Thanks so much for having me on the show today, brother. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, buddy. It's an honor. Jim, you know, we are living in a surreal Twilight Zone time, and I'm just going to pick your brain as much as I can here. First of all, before I start drilling you with questions and articles and stuff, why don't you tell our audience, because I'm sure a lot of our audience is probably familiar with some of your shows, tell them what, just give your show a plug right now and past shows that you've had here in Northwest Montana, Jim.
Well, thanks, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity once again to be on here. You know, I came to Montana. I never really intended to be a broadcaster. I started Northwest Liberty News about 8.5 years ago, just writing articles up here in Northwest Montana. There was a great need because there was a lack of that type of coverage here. So I came here and picked up that mantle. I started broadcasting about 1.5 years later on the Liberty Brothers radio show and did that for probably a little over a year. Then I started broadcasting on Northwest Liberty News. I was on satellite radio for a while, and now I'm doing the Montana Daily Gazette radio show, which is much more localized, and it's associated with the Montana, Montana Daily Gazette's the website. Montana Gazette Radio is the name of the radio show I'm doing now.
Jim, have you, just like we do, a couple days ago I said a few things on the air that obviously I shouldn't have, even though it was truth, and the powers that be kind of made my audible. Basically, people couldn't hear what I said for several seconds, and then I was disconnected and had to call back after the commercial. Have you had any shadow batting or rigging from YouTube and the powers that be on by big tech, Jim?
Yeah, worse than that. Actually, they pretty much crushed my main Twitter channel. That's been taken down. My YouTube channel, which I had, you know, I had for many years. I was apparently a quote unquote trusted partner. Yeah, they took my YouTube channel down here. Actually, what happened is I testified. It's funny because they'd given me occasionally they'd give me a strike and it would last a month or whatever it is, and then you get back on again. Well, I testified before the Montana legislature here over the legislative session. We had a couple of bills coming through the Montana legislature that were trying to rein in big tech and trying to give, you know, Montana more power over, you know, banning people and just in the censorship. So I testified before the commission on the Montana legislature. And, you know, within 30 days, I had 3 strikes and I had my channel taken down for harmful and dangerous content. So I think that was the most recent affront to my livelihood and my work has been that YouTube taking me out after I testified in front of the Montana legislature, which I think was retribution for me testifying. So that's where we stand, though, right? I mean, we're in a war. I mean, there's casualties of war. You just have to keep soldiering forward, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, Jim, I appreciate your patriotism and your tenacity, and every American does who calls themselves an American. Now, you alluded to just now, you know, what you did with the state legislature, and I'm going to ask you a question right now, but I'm going to preface this with a few things. I'm going to ask you about the state-federal relationship and where do you think that should go. And we always talk about, and you just gave an implication towards it, about decentralizing. I talk about that, how important it is, especially in this corrupt, manipulative environment that we're in. Because when you outsource everything from productivity to manufacturing, you delegitimize work, you also take value down with it. Well, us little guys, about 93% of income earners, we don't have a hedge. We don't have a golden parachute. And I talk about things like even revaluing silver and gold and creating a situation where the state can take depository, take delivery, and deleverage all this phony naked shorts and paper contracts. And actually, the state treasury can use an alternative to manage their state portfolio. If they revalued silver and gold and they eliminated tax, we could, you know, use silver and gold as a hedge, as a golden parachute for the little guy, because we see the money printing and we see the relationship between the state and Fed fading because of all the federal corruption. And I'm going to prove those last two words, and then I'm going to give you the microphone, Jim. I'm going to mention a few articles here. I'm just going to start with four. And this just, since we spoke yesterday privately, Jim, this came out after we spoke. Court documents confirm FBI planned and executed the January 6th insurrection. Second article. Revolver News breaks report on deep state plans inside January 6th uprising. Looks like plan, Jim. Next article, FBI and Department of Homeland Security attempted to recruit Green Beret to infiltrate the Oath Keepers before the January 6th riot, and he recorded it all. And, of course, last but not least in this segment, Attorney Ty Clevenger, trying to get to the bottom of the Seth Rich murder, receives FOIA response from the FBI stating it will take decades to provide related documents. So, Jim, when you look at, I can't tell you how many articles we've given, the alternative media has given between the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, all the scandals coming from an anti-American sentiment coming from these so-called intelligent three-letter agencies. What's your opinion of what the people should do regarding the state-federal relationship in the context of the corruption that I just mentioned, Jim?
Oh boy. Okay, so that's a lot. But you know, interestingly enough, Rich, I did my show yesterday. It was called, I believe, and I don't exactly remember. But if you go to MontanaDailyGazette.com, at the very, it's one of the very top stories there. I think it is. I think it's called "It's Time for the Feds to Leave the States," and I think the name of the video is "Time for the Feds to Leave Montana." They're really basically, they're an organized crime unit. The federal government is nothing more than organized crime, in my view. And you can see where the rights of people, of citizens of the states, are routinely violated. I had I showed a warrant yesterday on my show, Rich, where they in Bozeman, the FBI in Bozeman, I have copious amounts of information. They raided a woman's business, an Asian woman's business, and stole millions of dollars of her property. They had to pull up a U-Haul to take everything out of there. They were at the wrong address. I showed her address with receipts from her purchases, from utilities, and the warrant, and it was the wrong address. Yet they went
anyway.
Oh, my God. Right. Someone here in right outside of Helena, a woman that I worked with, I've done a lot of work with CPS and family court, I did that for a couple of years and interviewed hundreds of families. This woman here just called me a couple of days ago and waited for the documentation. They raided her place, ATF. She lives in a complex. They had the main address of the complex on the warrant, but not her individual unit. So technically, Rich, they could have kicked the door in of any one of the 50 units in her area her compound area where she lives, and they would have held up that warrant and said it's valid. They didn't have any specific building when they did this. I mean, this is just systemic corruption. You look at the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Rashad Salam was the guy that they were going to try to throw under the bus and make the patsy. Well, he figured this out, and he started recording a lot of the conversations and a lot of the interactions that he had with the FBI. And when they tried to nail him, his attorney came on and had a stack of notes and recordings like 3 feet high. You never heard much more about Rashad Salam after that one. Here in Marion, I was told that the FBI now, they raided a house here in Marion, which is outside of where I'm at here in Kalispell. I have a liaison that works with the guy that was raided. Talked to him. He said now the FBI wants to slowly just let this go away and back out because they raided him illegally. They had 100 officers, armored vehicles. They threw a flashbang into his house on the second floor. He's got an invalid mother in the house, all based upon false data, Rich. This is it's a crime. It's a criminal syndicate. It really is. And why would we want the federal government in Montana anyway? Look who their boss is. The election usurper, the election stealer, Joe Biden. He's apparently, of course, by all, we know he's not running things, but he's the de facto leader. Why do we want anybody that works for that organization in Montana? So I'm calling for the legislature. I'm calling for the attorney general, the governor, whoever has to do it, politely give the federal government 90 days to leave Montana and leave our land with us when you go. Give us our land back also and get out of here. That's my stand on it, Rich.
Well, Jim, I think that's a bold stand. I think that's an accurate stand. And just with the articles that I've given, it seems like government and big corporations combined is all about damage control these days. They're about propaganda, basically manufacturing the narrative and setting up cover-ups, setups like the ones you just mentioned, and lying about it and gaslighting the people. You know, never mind all the cyber attacks that they're allowing. I mean, you mentioned about Joe Biden. I heard Nancy Pelosi caught on a hot mic just a few weeks ago. I mentioned this on the air before, Jim, where she was talking about Joe Biden, and she was caught saying, quote, "We don't want him to talk." Now, think about the cover-ups and the desensitizing propaganda to murder, to pedophilia, eliminating due process, creating plausible deniability schemes all over the place. You know, we're getting back wars and genocide and censorship, surveillance, political imprisonment, urban suburban lawlessness, election voter fraud, foreign interference, state-sponsored racism and sexism, economic demolition, fake news, fake bought and paid for science, toxic poison drugs in our food, water, nutrition, depopulation for the greater good, groups demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, phony politically correct buzzwords that are all BS, all funded by you, the U.S. taxpayers. 5G, geoengineering lies, hospitals diagnosing COVID for the money. It goes on and on and on. Jim, I really appreciate you being here. It's really nice to be on the other side of this microphone. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're you're self-employed. This law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds, don't you...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. This is Rich Sheban calling from Northwest Montana with my guest, my patriot friend, who's extremely well-read and researched, talk radio show host James White out of Kalispell, Montana. Hey, Jim, I'm going to brag about you a little bit here. When I'm in your office, you know, every once in a while in the Flathead, and I come by to drop by to see you. And I'm not name dropping here. I'm name dropping for you, okay? But you've had some incredibly famous people on your show. And I know this because not only have I been on your show many times, not only have I heard your show many times, but mostly I've been in your office while you're talking to some of these people, like G. Edward Griffin, Mike Adams. I mean, the list is, you know, extremely well-read, well-researched, well-credible, deserving patriots. And I was just wondering, do you want to share any more names, or not so much for the name-dropping aspect of it, but just to show, to mention to people who you are and how credible you are, because I know you've been out there in the radio talk world for so many years. I'm just wondering if you have any plans or strategies you want to share with the people before the next break.
Gee whiz, Rich, you know, the person that I like talking about the least
is myself. I've been very blessed with, I've been able to connect with a lot of really, really great folks, a lot of really great patriots, across Montana. Some of the names that, you know, that you mentioned, I've had Patrick Wood on the show, Trevor Loudon on the show, Steve Quayle. I've interviewed Steve Quayle, interviewed the guy that started HAARP. His name escapes me now. Cliff Tarnicon. Clifford Tarnicon hadn't interviewed anybody with anybody in 5 years. He came out of kind of retirement to interview with me and my co-host Jason. He's Dane Wigington, interviewed Dane numerous times, from Geoengineering Watch. And I'm sure there's more, Rich. I am in Bundy numerous times. He's a friend of mine. As you stated, Mike Adams and I used to do a show together called Health Revolt some years back. I don't even remember now how long ago that was. And that's the thing, Rich, when you're in the trenches like every day, you don't have a whole lot of time, sadly, to reflect upon, what you've done because you're so busy doing the work. But I do reflect enough to realize that I've been very blessed and very honored to be able to interview some of the fine folks that I've interviewed over the years. And, I hope they feel the same way.
Well, Jim, I know I'm honored to call you my friend and American Patriot colleague, and I appreciate everything that you're doing and sticking your neck out. You know, I have an acronym that I use quite often. It's called Patriotism, Intelligence, and Courage. It's called the PIC effect, if you will. And I talk about the desire for freedom, liberty, and justice and rule of law, and going back to our Constitution, the ability to pursue happiness, you know. Intelligence is measured in many different ways as far as how we should be judged from hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications for a job. Logic, common sense, transparency, street smarts, not just book smarts, foresight smarts, a balance in nature and technology. And courage is probably one of the, it probably should be the first thing because too many people are afraid to be called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. In other words, that they're afraid to be thrown into the bat of ism, ist, phobe, and anti. And I feel it's so important that people who have courage, who have guts, have to be willing to tell the truth, especially if they're afraid of being hated for it. Too many people are willing to blow smoke up people's keisters so they can be liked. And we need to get out of this politically correct Kool-Aid drinking Twilight Zone episode that we're in. And if we didn't have people like you who have the courage and the guts to speak up, to say truth, then we wouldn't even, we would have lost America many, many years ago. And as I always say, Jim, you know, people who don't do these things are really saying that a million combat soldiers who died for our country died in vain, and we want to avoid that. So we appreciate y'all being here. We will be back after this bottom of the hour break with Jim White, Great American Patriot, after the break.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Wednesday's summit between Presidents Putin and Biden, the two leaders had different views on what was discussed. Vladimir Putin via a translator.
In American cities, every day people are killed. That includes the leaders of various organizations. But you can't say a word about it. You don't have the time to say a word and somebody's killed.
President Biden on several occasions lashed out at the media.
I have a negative view of life. You can't see it to me the way you all. You never ask a positive question.
The two leaders did agree to normalize relations with the return of ambassadors. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year and brought forward the time frame on when it will next raise interest rates. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced plans to build its own wall along the border with Mexico. The Republican governor at a press conference on Wednesday.
They apprehended just over 17,000 people coming across the border last year. This year, in the month of April, they apprehended more than 170,000 people. That is a 1,000% increase in the number of people apprehended coming across the border year over year. Similar numbers were echoed in the month of May. Also, the type of people coming across the border is changing. Early on, it was unaccompanied minors. Now, a majority of the people coming across the border are adults coming across alone. Also, what is changing is the carnage that is being caused by the people who are coming across the border. Fences of ranchers along the border are being completely decimated, causing border ranchers to lose their livestock or border farmers to lose their crops. Homes are being invaded. Neighborhoods are dangerous, and people are being threatened on a daily basis with guns of people either coming across the border or those working with those who are coming across the border. Cartels, human and drug smugglers, and human traffickers, they're all profiting off of our open border crisis.
Governor Abbott has authorized $250 million as a down payment to start the process. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back, everybody. Rich, you've been sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and my guest today is a personal friend, Jim White, talk radio host. And Jim, the stories you mentioned earlier in the broadcast about what the FBI has done, you know, I've mentioned a few articles this morning, especially about breaking information where court documents confirm FBI planned and executed the January 6th insurrection. It seems like it's a unbelievable twilight zone when you have government workers literally
being paid by us, the taxpayers, and then they're stabbing us in the back. You know, there's reports I've mentioned in the past where FBI was involved in the Whitmer kidnapping plot, and there's something attached to the FBI that we can't put our finger on regarding this pipe bomb person that was never found. You know, you see all these people from Antifa and all these insurrections that cost billions to the taxpayers of the U.S., and a lot of these people get arrested and they're put back on the streets. My question to you, especially the stories that you mentioned here in Montana, Jim, are there any consequences for these behaviors by the FBI from your knowledge, Jim?
No. Now, as far as I know, actually, they usually get promoted. They fail upwards, which is, you know, typical, you know, inside the government machine. What's going on, Rich, I think, in my view, is we're coming off, right now, we're coming off probably one of the largest MK-Ultra mind control, trauma-based mind control events in the history in our lifetime, is this whole COVID-19 thing. I mean, it was a big trauma-based mind control event. So what they're trying to do now is, as people come out of trauma and they start to recover, they want to start dumping money into everybody's bank account, universal income. They want to make people more dependent upon them. So when their crimes do come out, they're not going to want to put the people in jail that are supporting them. I mean, that's my view. That's one of the things that I think are happening here. And here's the, Rich, we don't need to have any more evidence that they're criminals. I think they can do all more of investigations. They can have more court cases. It doesn't matter. We know they're crooks. That's pretty obvious. That's not the problem. It's not identifying their criminal activity. It's the justice phase. It's who is going to bring these people to justice. That's what people are crying out for. That's what conservatives and people like myself and, you know, people that appreciate the Constitution and Bill of Rights and freedoms and everything else, we're crying out for justice, and we're just not getting it, right? We're just not getting it. And I think that's one of the things that's most frustrating to me, is if I would have done some of the things that these people have done, Rich, or if you and I would have done it, we'd be under the jail. We'd be under the jail like these poor people are in D.C. They're like in solitary confinement for how much, 6 months now almost? I mean, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. I can't even tell you. And here's the problem. The reason it's this way is because we've given in to all the distractions. They've done a masterful job of taking our eye off what's really important. Like they've had us concentrate on sports and Hollywood and all these other false narratives that do nothing but distract folks. And then when they find out that that's not working, what do? Of course, they're hammering the race thing now, like more than ever. They have to keep us divided, Rich, because they know when we come together and realize that the enemy is not the guy across the street or the guy that's got a different letter behind his name, but it's the establishment, when we all come to that conclusion at once, their days are done. That's what they're trying to stop. That's my view.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, too. I mentioned this so many times, Jim, that people are too worried about their own group, their hyphen and their pronoun, and not about being an American, because it really is the aristocracy managing, controlling the serfs. You know, when you mention the word investigations, to me, investigations is a code word for cover-up crimes of the elite, lies, and setups. You know, what's really funny is we know they're lying, they know they're lying, and they know that we know they're lying. And that's what's so frustrating. You know, when you talked about on taking orders, you know, I mentioned a lot of psyops and psychological studies on these broadcasts, too. And I've mentioned the 1962 Yale study, Jim, where if people believe that there's a legitimate authority behind some type of order or conclusion, that they're going to do it. In other words, human nature can't be counted on from brutality or inhumane treatment on the people if it's coming from a direction of even an obvious malevolent authority. It creates a no conscience, especially if people are cultivated and groomed into groupthink. They just follow the crowd. So if, for example, this might be a far-fetched example, but if, let's say one person and two person and three person start beating up on a person for whatever, because maybe they're Asian or they're white or whatever, It doesn't matter. And then other people either join in or do nothing about it. And that's what groupthink is. That's the cultivation and grooming of our society. Now, during the break, Jim, I'm sure you heard the devastating news what illegal, unvetted immigration is doing to this country. And I'm going to mention four articles real quick, and I want your opinion and comment, please. First article, governors in Arizona and Texas bypass corrupt Biden regime and request law enforcement help them from other states to combat illegal aliens. In other words, our federal government is not only not doing anything about it, but they're assisting in this assault, invasion, takeover. And this next article is very disturbing. Mysterious plane flies across America, may be flying in Chinese mercenaries with weapons. And words like something very nasty is heading our way is in that article. Next article. Biden administration closes federal division that assists victims of crimes committed by illegal aliens. Basically a huge slap in the face to Americans. And next article, cyber strike against America's power grid and energy infrastructure seeks to take down the nation and sow chaos. So, Jim, those four articles are very disturbing. Your comment, please.
So what I think the plan is to weaken this nation enough to where, as you mentioned, I think in that second article, flying Chinese mercenaries in, that is certainly by far our biggest enemy at this point. And, you know, this is, historically speaking, I mean, nations and empires battle each other and overthrow each other, I mean, for how many thousands of years. This is always, you know, it doesn't matter what, if the Tin Pot dictator or the Chinese Communist Party, they all want to rule the world. That's their goal, seemingly. And, you know, it's no different here, Rich. My thought is that we are right now we're being ran by a corrupt, imposter, fraudulent administration. And, you know, that goes into deeper. I mean, we could, of course, have a whole show on the whole thing about the federal government, their role. Should they even be in the states? And my view is no, they shouldn't. They certainly shouldn't own any land. But again, that's a whole nother topic. And, you know, I've done a lot of work on that. Really, I went down, I don't know if you even know this, Rich, maybe you do. I went down to Nevada for like 3 or 4 weeks and interviewed 19 ranchers down there, including Cliven Bundy and his wife, Carol, actually his wife, Carol, and talked about all, you know, interviewed a bunch of the ranchers down there that had their land taken by the BLM. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story about the BLM, the agent of the BLM who was investigating the Bundys. And he started looking into the Bundys, and he realized that the BLM were crooks. It's Wooten, Larry Wooten. If you look up the Larry Wooten case for the BLM, that was their lead investigator for the BLM. He realized that the BLM was stealing land from ranchers illegally. And what they do, they raided his house, took his computer. This was their lead investigator. He was one of their guys. But he started talking out about the system. They raided his house, stole his computer, tried to ruin his life. Look up the Wooten report. I didn't write it. Look it up on the, you know, your favorite search engine, hopefully not Google, and you'll see. I mean, this, the corruption's just rampant. It's systemic, Rich. There's no reason for the federal government to be in any state right now. If they're asked to leave, I think they should leave. I'm going to keep saying that. I'm going to keep saying that over and over again. That's because we can, the states have the power to do that. They can ask the federal government to leave. If they have the cojones, they'll do it.
Well, it's the same analogy, Jim, as the what happened with the state legislatures. All these rule changes for voting and elections that occurred was supposed to legally happen through the state legislature, and it didn't. So what we're seeing right now is we're seeing a basically a mirror image of unelected and installed corrupt elections and federal officials like the Soviet Union has, you know, whether it be the feds, whether it be journalists, mainstream media, they've all betrayed the trust of the people. In other words, they've corrupted their own professions. So we, the people, have to be the judge and jury. We, the people, have to make the difference. because I say that I've given thousands of examples of this, Jim. Lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, courts, all rigged, all turned on the people. They've been blackmailed, paid off, sold out the people and the Constitution. So when, let's say we were a coach of a football team, and the visitor team comes in and says, this is our home. They don't push us around. But that's exactly what's happening. We have to make a choice, and we have to realize what we inherited regarding our freedoms, our constitutions, which gives us the right to fight for it. Because as I said earlier in the broadcast, as I say all the time, we had over 1 million combat soldiers give their life for our freedoms and liberties. And do we want to say that they died in vain? Do we have the right to say that they died in vain? And you're absolutely right. I've given so much information on election voter fraud and foreign interference. And I've talked about Mike Lindell's many absolute series. And he has proof from physicists regarding the election of 2020. Of November 2020 was the biggest cyber crime in world history. He has proof. And I've gone over a lot of specific details. And I think a lot of this information is going to come out. And that's why we're seeing so many false flags, because of the fact that the powers that be are a little panicked and they don't want a lot of people, too many people waking up, even though people are waking up every day, Jim. What's your opinion on that, Jim? On people being more educated.
Well, I can just comment really quick. 2 years ago on Northwest Liberty News, I think the link in the video on the articles, of course, is now down because they took down the whole channel. But if I had uncovered evidence here on the reservation here in Montana of voter harvesting and voter fraud. I had Chris Cortlander on my show where he had canceled checks. He ran a store on one of the reservations. He kept having the tribal members come in and cash these $40 checks. If they had a family of four, it was a $160 check. If it was a family of two, it was an $80 check. And he told the guy aside, like, hey, what's all these $40 checks that keep coming in here and people cashing them? He goes, oh, it's for the votes, of course. What do you mean? They're paying us $40 per vote. So, yeah, Rich, we went over this stuff here on Northwest Liberty News a while ago, but I know you got a break coming up. I'll talk to you after the break.
Hey, Jim, real quick. The vote was for which side, D or R?
The vote ended up being D because it got stolen. That's when Tester got in, 2006.
You're absolutely right. I verified everything you just said. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Vince? And I'm with my good friend Jim White, radio talk show host, also here in Northwest Montana. Now, Jim, we all know that this is an issue of consolidating power, money, and control and making the aristocracy, the very few, control everybody so they can say everybody's equal, which obviously is not the case. It's designed to destroy sovereign nations, freedom, liberty, justice, due process, rule of law, legalize pedophilia, destroy family, approve spending, monetize debt, then give everybody helicopter money so people don't notice what has happened. But we turn into a totalitarian, authoritarian, fascist, communist-controlled, corrupt system. So, Jim, that being said, I have the perfect article here that proved that, even though we have proved this probably thousands of times over the years, Biden administration asks Americans to report potentially radicalized friends and family. Basically, this is rewarding people for snitching, tattletaling, in fact, making up stories. And this is exactly what the Nazis, the Brown Shirts, the Bolsheviks, the Red Guard, the Black Shirt strategies have done over the years. Jim, your comment.
Well, you know, the first thing that popped in my mind, Rich, was the Stalin era, where you could turn your neighbor in, and if you turned him in as being a subversive, then you got half of the stuff. And of course, we know how that ended up. How many of the population ended up, you know, in jail and gulags or you know, otherwise exterminated? This is, you know, if you look at the work of the people, I think it was from the University of Hawaii. These guys did this article on democide, which is death by government. And I think in the 20th century, the amount of people that were considered to be dead by government was 262 million people, if that number is correct. I believe it was University of Hawaii. But democide is a real thing. It's quantifiable, and it's been proven. And the only thing that's keeping us right now from guys like you and I being in a pit with a bullet in the back of our head is our Second Amendment. That, because the First Amendment, as you know, has pretty much been eviscerated in, for the most part, especially for cats like you and me. But the Second Amendment is what they really, really have to overcome that. And there's no way, in my view, they're ever going to be able to fully take control, which is what their desire is, make no doubt about it. They want to weaken us first. They want to weaken us with chemtrails. They want to put drugs in our food and our water. They want us weak and unable to fight back. But make no doubt about it, they want to take us out. And this is nothing new, Rich. This is just history. I mean, this is just a small group of people at the top who are trying to consolidate power and, you know, overlord the masses. I mean, this happens over and over again. And you talked earlier about this. It's something you touched on. I wanted to comment. Look what happened in COVID. How many restaurants went out of business and small businesses were decimated? Yet the wealthy, the Amazons, and the Apples, all those Walmarts, their profits just went. I mean, their wealth blossomed like never before. What you said earlier, Rich, was that is absolutely spot on, man. It's a transfer of wealth. And what about Rich? I think we're not going to own anything, and we're all going to love it. That's how it's going to end. That's how they want it to end. You know this. They've said this before. So. We just have to continue to fight. You know, there is going to be a great reset, regardless of what we want, you know, what we want or don't want. There's going to be some sort of a reset. You realize that you can't continue. You can't pay back what can't be paid back. The whole question is which way is the reset going to go? We're either going to have, you know, years and years of the greatest time that we've ever imagined, or the deepest, darkest tyranny, that the stuff that we can't even imagine. So we're at a crossroads right now, Rich, and we all need to fight.
Well, yeah, and this is all agenda by design, Jim. I mean, everybody knows the system is rigged, you know, from so-called voting. The process is fake. Government's now totally illegitimate. You see the fascist system with big corporate America, like the example you just shared. Freedoms and liberties are going south. They're basically turning citizens into subjects ruled by the very few elites, using distraction, dumbing down, and divide-and-conquer strategies all the way. And it's being done by bought and paid for lawyers, judges, media, politicians, certain law enforcement, especially the DOJ, the FBI, and all these intelligence agencies that we've given probably hundreds, if not thousands, of articles over the year about how they've turned against the people. Nothing's legitimate anymore. College degrees, SAT scores, opportunity, basically rule of law, rights, restitution, it's all going south, and that's why the units of measure of despair are increasing, from drugs to you name it. You know, job opportunities, suicide, rape, murder, everything is going in the wrong direction. Jim, thank you for being here the first hour. We're looking forward to listening to you on hour number two. We appreciate the audience being here. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break, folks. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.